The new phone tour was developed by Friends of the Riverwalk with assistance from the University of South Florida Chapter of Students and Free Enterprise. Damian Lovett, Assistant Director of USF Scholarship and Financial Aid Department, says the self-guided tour offers historical information about Tampa and news about entertainment, shopping, and dining opportunities available along Tampa's waterfront.
There are 7 different stations that are currently set up around the Riverwalk. And within that, there are a couple of different talking points that are featured in each one of the sections. There are over 20 different options that folks can dial into the Riverwalk system and listen to the actual information about where they are. Okay, and the last thing is that the audio tour, the actual narration, is done by Gail Searings of New Channel 8. So her voice is the official voice of the Riverwalk.
Lovett says many people utilize the Riverwalk because many downtown dining and entertainment outlets are nearby.
Basically, the Tampa Riverwalk is actually a 2.2-mile, a walking path along the Hillsborough River in downtown Tampa. And basically, it was made so that more people would come downtown and utilize the Riverwalk itself, because it's around most of the businesses. So it's just more or less a centralized place for people to congregate.
The goal is to have the Riverwalk extend from Channelside to Tampa Heights.
The Tampa Riverwalk goes from the Florida Aquarium and at this point all the way down to the Patel Conservatory. It also doubles as a sort of health and fitness area too, sort of like Bayshore. You can jog, you can bike, whatever it is that you want to do.
Tomorrow morning at the Tampa Conservation Center, the city will hear the findings and recommendations about developing a master plan for the riverfront area. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.